Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The pouring rain did not stop a capacity crowd from showing up to hear three first-time authors read from their debut short story collection, an evening like many others at Massachusetts Wellesley Books, except the event was held on the ground floor so the authors and fans could avoid the stairs. Here Now's Karen Miller-Medson has the story.
I'm Judy Blatt, and I'm 86 years old.
I'm Betsy Campbell, and I'm 85.
I'm Maxine Weintraub, and I'm 87.
But as the three newly minted authors were about to prove, it's never too late to try something new, like publishing a book, or heading into a jam-packed room for your first ever book reading. Though I did ask them before the reading whether they had any jitters.
I don't want to admit that. No, I'm too old to be nervous.
Well, once we decided we're not going to sign our names on the books, I stopped being nervous because my hand shakes a lot, you know?
I talk all the time, as they will agree. It doesn't make me nervous at all.
And without any further ado, I'd like to introduce everyone to Betsy Campbell, Maxine Weintraub, and Judy Blatt. Thank you.
The three launched into their readings. The stories, as irreverent as they are touching, they also shatter any stereotypes about what women in their late 80s might be writing about.
The river was deep and cold, the beer plentiful, and they raced from the two cars, shedding their clothes as they hooped and hollered, grabbing beers and ripping at each other's shirts.
I was on the lam, running from the mob, the cops and my wife.
That was Maxine, reading from her story, One Red Boot Hanging on a Fence, followed by Judy with an excerpt from her story, Help. After the readings, the authors sat down in a quiet corner surrounded by bookshelves. They told me they met at a writing class taught by Betsy. And the inspiration to co-author their book, Gotta Wait, Gotta Read? It was Maxine's frustration with spending hours on hold with customer service agents after her husband's passing.
And I got to the point where I couldn't stand one more person saying to me, your call is important to us. Please wait on the line for the next 30 years and somebody will be with you. And I said first to Betsy, I said, you know what? There's a book here. Why don't we put together our short stories and we'll give it to people to keep on their night tables so that they have something to read while they're waiting for someone to get back to them while they've been put on hold.
And Maxine is nothing if not persuasive. Here's Judy.
I didn't know anything about this at all until I ran into Maxine in a restaurant in Wayland, and she stopped me and she had said, do you want to be rich and famous? And that's how I got involved. They asked you, do you want to be rich and famous? Wouldn't you say yes?
I would have been in a heartbeat. Let me talk about the book a little bit. It's an interesting book in that it's short stories, but it's almost vignettes. You managed to develop characters really quickly. There was one story, it was by you, Judy, and the line really caught me. Ma was an Elvis impersonator. Actually, she wasn't a bad Elvis, but she was a rotten mother. Where did that come from?
I have no idea. You know, they say write what's familiar to you. I had a wonderful mother, so it just came out of my head.
Well, I hope it's not writing what's familiar to you, because Maxine, what's up with the hitman for your husband?
Oh, did you love that? Well, it was just warning people that they shouldn't mess around with the old ladies.
Well, that's true. And the other thing we learned from that, and I don't want to give everything away, but one thing we learned too is if you're going to talk to your hitman who you've just hired to kill your husband, don't have your phone on speakerphone in the airport.
Many of the stories that I've written have come from true experiences, and this happened to someone I know, not a hitman, but in the waiting room in the airport, and she was having an indiscreet conversation with someone else, and they were on speakerphone, and one of the men in the waiting room said, lady, did you know I heard everything your friend said?
So those stories, the one with the ma who is an Elvis impersonator, and I should note that at the end she sings Blue Suede Shoes instead of Love Me Tender, and that kind of annoyed your character.
So it was her wedding. That's why. Who would sing that at a wedding?
Exactly. But Betsy, you have one of the ones that was more a vignette, just some people who were trapped in an elevator. written beautifully. In the end, it says, six people trapped in a metal box, dangling over a dark shaft, five of them singing their hearts out while the sixth takes a nap until the elevator jerks into motion. The singing stops. They help each other and get out. On the fifth floor, the best part of the day is over. That's beautiful.
Well, that came from something that happened to a friend of mine who did get stuck in an elevator and everybody sang. And she told me about this. And I have a thing about elevators. I don't really like them. And I'm always a little bit nervous. So I kind of loved that whole idea. And that's where that story came from.
So now you've got your first book out. It's a compilation of short stories. You're going to be rich and famous, as we just found out.
Probably not.
But we've had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So is there another book in you? Can you see doing it again?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. We'll have to consult about that.
I have a lot of stories.
Well, it's just wonderful and inspiring that you did it this time. And thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
For Here and Now, I'm Karen Miller-Medson.